The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Lily Brennan, you're from Kilkenny, but you're studying in Trinity College Dublin.
Yes.
Where are you staying while you're studying?
At the moment, I'm staying with relatives and friends. I try to space it out. I don't want to be a burden for someone. And I stay there all the time. So I'm kind of bouncing between a couple of relatives and friends.
So what have you got, a rucksack? Can you move a wheelie suitcase?
It comes into college every so often and then it goes off to someone else's house. So it's kind of tough.
And what year are you in?
I'm in my third year.
So how did you manage last year and the year before? Was it less difficult to find a place?
I had a place last year and the year before. It wasn't as hard at all. It feels like this year it's just erupted. It's been threatening for a while. It's getting more difficult, but this year it's impossible.
So what's your experience been of looking for accommodation? When did you start looking and how was it?
I started looking about 4 weeks ago now. I didn't think it would be too bad. And suddenly I wasn't getting any replies from landlords because they're just outdated with emails. And then I got my first scam, which I thought was great, and I had a place. I got this wonderful email from this woman saying about how it's a place on Capel Street for €500, including bills, and I thought that's amazing. And then she had this thing about how she was out of the country, so she wouldn't be able to view the apartment, but she'd send on pictures, and I thought it was kind of weird. It felt a bit wrong, but I wanted it to be right so badly. And then she said that she could talk to me on Skype, and I like searched the images on Google Image, and they were already on Google for like some weird...
As a scammer?
Yeah, no, they were already on Google for like an advertisement for like shelving.
Okay.
The house pictures, and they were just random pictures, and the email address was like a scam email.
And that's, you know, people could fall for that, because very often, you're a third year, so you're obviously extremely sophisticated, but people would be coming up to the city for the first time, and as you say, they're desperate, and they could
especially
fall for it.
Especially like Erasmus students who English might not be their first day. Language, or they just don't know, they haven't rented before, they've lived at home. I think it's really tough. It's so easy because there's nothing out there, so you so badly want to find a place.
And just explain to me, if you're looking for a place, you're looking for a place on your own or for a share with friends anybody, or how would all that work?
At the moment, I'm looking by myself. A lot of my friends are lucky enough to live at home in Dublin, so, or they have college accommodation this year because they're in fourth year. So I'm looking by myself. So it's kind of like on Daft and rent.ie.
Yeah.
So just trawling through and trying to find like shared rooms and shared houses.
They would be likely to be shared, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
as opposed to kind of, well, given that bedsits don't exist anymore, I understand. Michael Carrigan is president of USI, and you've been banging the drum about this for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, it's something we've been saying since 2007 that this was coming down the line, and it's happening every August, September for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been a crisis level, and it's only getting worse. And unfortunately, Lily's situation isn't uncommon, but it's just more and more students are being affected by it every year. The student accommodation strategy that was launched in the summer outlined that there was 23,000 beds, purpose-built student accommodation beds, short. And this is only going to get worse before it gets
better.
Although
I see a lot of these big units being built and going up in various parts of Dublin.
Yeah, but they don't. The numbers that are being opened don't match the rise in student numbers. So it's expected to be as much as 25,000 in the next 3 years, short of beds. And even
when you say the rise, why is there such a huge rise in student numbers?
It's just more people doing the leaving cert, more young people coming through education. And I suppose we have a very small number of people who go into maybe apprenticeships and further education compared to countries like Germany, which would nearly have a 50-50 split, where we seem to push any young person who wants to further their education into higher education, and it might always be the best option for them. But we're expecting that this will get worse before it gets better, and the accommodation that's opening the last couple of months is scandalous prices. We see it starting off at maybe 200, 230 euro a week for a single room, and the large majority of students just can't afford it. As well as that, you'll see a motion that was passed by Dublin City Council last week that change the how close student accommodation could be built to each other, where previously a new student accommodation complex couldn't be built within a kilometre of another one, within 250 metres of another one. That has been expanded to a kilometre. So a lot of these...
Because they're worried about creating student ghettos, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly, too many students together. But so a lot of this that has been suggested from the student accommodation strategy is unlikely to happen now.
The other thing that we saw, there was that Snapchat campaign a few weeks ago that showed that the quality of the accommodation was just really bleak and grim at times.
So. Exactly, yeah. And the amount of people that are being shoved into rooms, I suppose, and it's just a very poor reflection on, I suppose, a lot of landlords who are trying to take advantage of students. Again, we find the vast majority of landlords are are easy to work with and happy to work with students, but there are always some that will just try and take advantage, try and get as much money out as possible.
So there'll be a desire to jam another bunk bed into a room to maximise. Have you come across that kind of thing at all?
Yeah, really? I definitely think where there was two beds in a room, now there's four. And it's like,
four beds in a room.
Yeah, okay. And even on some of the ads, it will say, like, can you live, like, out of a suitcase? They're not even pretending that you have enough storage space. And then things like 9 and 10 people sharing a kitchen that was built for a two-person apartment. Yeah. It's not safe. It's not sanitary.
I see a text in here from Irene. She says, I have a house in Enniskerry with two single ensuite rooms available Monday to Friday at €100 a week. No interest whatsoever. So I mean, let's think about that. It's a reasonable point, but it's Enniskerry, so it might not be geographically convenient for most people, particularly if they don't have their own car, I think. And the other one would be the Monday to Friday thing. Is that a thing that gets offered as well?
Yeah, I find there's a good few Monday to Friday offers at the moment. But if you really want to throw yourself into student life, a lot of events are on Saturday. So if you're in like the hill walking club, they'll go hill walking on Saturday. So if you have to go home for the weekend or you're looking for somewhere to stay, that becomes an issue. So you could find yourself becoming a little bit isolated if you have to leave every Friday night. You can't stay for the weekend.
How does that work? Because it's obviously long-term accommodation. It's not a hotel. So do you have to sort of strip your bed and lock away your belongings and all that kind of stuff?
Generally not. I think people just want to have their own house themselves.
Okay.
At the weekends. So we in our own website, homes.usi.ie, we have nearly 1,000 bedrooms advertised at the minute.
And these would be in sort of family houses where they're letting out digs. And is that not part of the solution, or should
it
that
is,
be part
and,
of the solution?
It's double the amount of students who are in digs accommodation in the last 5 years, and it is growing, but they only work if you have somewhere to go at the weekend. If you're someone who maybe doesn't have a home house or doesn't have a family, or you're an international student, that's not a solution for you. If you have to go on a Friday evening, you can't come back till a Sunday evening. And unfortunately, that's just the situation.
So would you advise people not to apply to colleges in Dublin?
I suppose it's not just Dublin, it's just as bad in Galway and in Cork, and even you see Dundalk, Maynooth are having massive issues as well. It's just to try and, if dig style accommodation is for you and you can survive there, or else maybe you have to commute a bit further, these seem to be the only options now.
Can you see any prospect of you finding a place, Lily?
I really wish I could say yes, but at the moment I'm not sure, and I live 2 hours away, so I might have to just
Might you commute from Kilkenny?
If I have to. It'll mean like I won't be able to do any societies or anything because I'll just have to leave at the end of the day. But if I don't find anywhere, I can't stay with friends forever.
A lot of the issues with commuting as well is from a lot of places. Dublin is pretty good public transport, but if you're coming from outside, there might be public transport that can get you in at 9 o'clock in the morning or get you home after 6 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
And that's even worse when you go outside of Dublin.
And it is a bit miserable for the student experience if you're spending 3 to 4 hours a day commuting as part of your student experience, isn't it? It kind of cuts down on the extracurricular activities, certainly.
It's not good for your mental health. It's not good if you're trying to work a part-time job, if you're travelling for 15 or 20 hours a week. So a lot of students rely on part-time jobs to afford.
I mean, but just listening to what you're saying, this is going to get worse and worse.
Yeah. And we currently, the only solution we are offering is trying to get people into dig-style accommodation. But even since the accommodation strategy was launched in the summer, which was 10 years too late, things have only gotten worse with the Dublin City Council passing the motion to reduce the amount of student accommodation that can be built. We've seen residents in Galway, going against any student accommodation being built at all, even though they recognise that this is badly needed for the city.
Yeah.
But it's just residents do
so
not
what saying
want.
Here, I have a double room, we're in Castleknock, we're a family with 3 kids under 6. They do sleep from 7 to 7, which is true, kids under 6, as long as they're healthy and well. I mean, there's a couple of people here, another one's, we've had room to rent in our family home at 4 different websites for the last week and I've only had 2 inquiries, willing to offer digs or 7 days. We're very close to city centre, bus route, walking distance to shops, etc, etc, etc. We are based in Clondalkin Village, by the way. Is it possible at all that students are just being a bit too picky and choosy?
I don't think so. A lot of them, I suppose, if they have no other choice, they're not going to sleep rough or travel 4 or 5 hours a day if there is dig style accommodation for them. There is people that it just doesn't suit if they don't have somewhere to go at the weekend. And a lot of it, I suppose, we're trying to promote our own website, homes.usi.ie, as much as possible, as we have almost 1,000 beds there, and there definitely is solutions there for students now. Is there enough to cover the demand? Nowhere near, but it should be able to help a good few people.
Right, well, I hope you do manage to find somewhere. Lily Brennan, thanks very much for coming in. Thanks also to Michael Kerrigan, I beg your pardon.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.